News Talk ZB, it's 7:18. Government and industry players are continuing to fight the ongoing problems of the fuel crisis in Auckland and around the country. The Defence Force will start shipping fuel around the country in the HMNZS Endeavour. The Army drivers will drive transport aviation fuel to Auckland, Palmerston North and Napier around the clock. Meanwhile, some Auckland petrol stations still out of 95 petrol. And at least 36 flights at Auckland Airport were cancelled today. Airlines are having to ration fuel. At the moment, they get just 30% of the normal amount of gas. To talk this through, Sjoerd Post is the CEO of Refining New Zealand. And Mr. Post, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you,
first,
Larry.
Can you tell us what is the latest with the repairs? How are they going and what's the time frame on all of this?
Repairs are, have you got wood close by and could you touch it? Repairs are going well. So basically, in synopsis, we need to put a plug in on either side of where the hole is in order to remove the section without getting backflow of fuel that's still in the pipeline going to that cut. So one plug is in, the second plug is about to go in. We'll remove the offending section of pipeline somewhere between 2 and 4 this morning, and we'll be welding the new pipe in, everything going well, next morning, and then there's still quite a trajectory to go in terms of getting certification that the pipeline is suitable for business. So you need to hydro test it again.
Minister told me, I think, the minister told me, I think it was next Monday, Tuesday. Is that the time frame?
Yeah, we're giving a Monday to Wednesday time frame.
Okay, next week. I don't understand why it's taking so long to fix a simple plug a pipe.
Yeah. That's probably based on your experience with garden hoses. It's actually kind of quite a tricky operation. The pipe is 2 meters underground. Of course, around the leak, there is jet fuel contamination. So you're talking about an environment in which you have an explosive mixture of oxygen and jet fuel, and you want to start welding in it. So you need to kind of, and welding in such an environment for those that are uninitiated is a dangerous idea. So you need to be quite careful. You need to make it, basically, in this case, jet fuel free. You need to also work out that you have jet fuel in the pipe that you want to weld. So it's not such a straightforward deal as...
Are you 100% certain it was a digger that caused this?
100% certain. Reason why is that when we got to the tear, you can very clearly see the tooth of a bigger buggy sort of sitting in it, and you see a scrape taking all the protective coating off the pipe.
How deep is this pipe? How deep?
It's about 1 meter, 82 meters under the ground.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you test it regularly?
We test it regularly. So the last time, you can send an intelligent device through, which tells you where there are rust spots or these types of dents. The last time we did it was in 2014, so about 3 years ago.
You can do that above ground, can you, for test for corrosion and those sorts of things?
You send basically this device through the pipeline, a little bit like that James Bond movie where he escaped from East Yorkshire.
How old's the pipe? It's about 40 years, is it?
It is 40 years, but it's in immaculate condition, so it actually hasn't corroded or... in that sense, it's really good.
So do you have to do any maintenance on it at all?
Yeah, we do preventative maintenance. So when we do these pick runs, as they're called, we look at where there are corrosion spots, and we have a preventative maintenance program where we basically dig up the pipe and make sure that these rust spots disappear.
Does there need to be a backup pipe? Is one pipe sufficient?
Look, it's a question that has played a lot, but I've talked a few times about the economics of it. If you are building a pipe like that today, which is about 170 kilometers long, it's about $1 million to $2 million to put a kilometer of pipe down. So you're talking 200 million. You need to build extra tanks. You talk a project of about 300 million. So if you are going to make, if you were just going to break even on that, basically the stakeholder community around airports and flying needs to fork out about 30 million per year to make it sort of economically possible.
Yeah.
And the other thing I would say, Larry, if you and I would start today saying, look, let's build a pipeline from, say, from Tauranga to Auckland, we would have to go through probably say 5 to 10 kilometers worth of back gardens in Tauranga, same in Auckland, through farms. I will tell you what, we will both be dead before we have RMA consent.
Yeah, RMA, yeah, I get all that. What about storage? Is there enough storage? I believe there's more storage. Are you in charge of that, the storage at the other end?
No,
You're just the pipe guy.
And the refinery guy. But actually, we're already on the way, extending our storage in the refinery because, of course, we are permitting imports.
So, finally, who pays for all this compensation?
Good question. Not for me to judge. That's more for
your pipe.
The insurance companies, lawyers, all post-event.
You insured? Are you insured against
this? Of course we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been talking to your insurance company?
Well, yeah, yeah. A courtesy call in the first few hours, of course.
How did that go?
No, they were very appreciative.
I'm sure they were. All right. Well, it's a lot of disruption, and it'll be tens of millions of dollars.
Look, Larry. Before you hang up on me, can I just say, we're absolutely understanding of this. We Saturday night when we realized that this was like it was going to be, we had a pit in our stomach knowing how intense this was going to be. We're absolutely sorry for the business community who can't work. We're sorry for people who go on holidays and have those postponed or cancelled. Look, we understand the trauma, and we're deeply, deeply regretful.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you. That is Sjoerd Post, who is Refining NZ CEO. It is now 5:24.